And now it's time to say good morning to Peter, our legal eagle on duty. And Peter, very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to all our listeners there. I'm sure most of them are now on holiday. That holiday fever has certainly struck now. Beautiful weather we're having here on the East Coast. So if you're not going there, that's the place where you should be.
Indeed.
Plenty markets and all the rest of it going on. I think there's a market almost every day somewhere along the coast over here. I think today is the Cinca Country Club, a big one. The biggest one, I think, on the section here besides your good old Canubi market
every
year, April. Exactly what was in the headlines today. Let's start with law enforcement. It's encouraging to me to hear that they are out in full force. There are pictures of it all over the show, showing, you know, plenty of vehicles on the road, law enforcement officers on the road, and it's something that you need to respect. Remember that when you stop, they are human beings like us. They're only doing their job. They're not out there to see you locked up for Christmas or anything like that. They're there to make sure that you have a valid driver's license, that you're adhering to the rules of the road, that your vehicle is roadworthy and the like. And then, of course, one of the biggest fears with that is every time someone is stopped, they think, oh, my, have I got any outstanding fines? Am I now going to be locked up because I owe money or my license has expired? These are the things that you should have checked beforehand. You know, you need to check that your car is licensed. You need to check that your driver's license is valid. You need to check that if you've got a trailer or a caravan or a motorbike on the back, that it's properly licensed as well. So it's all about checking all of that. A motorcycle on top of a trailer that you've maybe bought somewhere doesn't necessarily need a license. They can, however, check it. Depends on what the story is. Make sure that if you've just bought it, you've got papers to prove it and that you're busy sorting it out. So that brings you to under law enforcement, fine South Africa. You know, that is such a important little app that is to be found on the South African website. Most of us have cell phones, and it doesn't take long to download it. You put your own private details in, and it gives you all the information on yourself and any outstanding fines that you or your vehicles may have. So, in other words, you add your name, you add the vehicles that are registered in your name, and it is then a section that helps you to manage your traffic fines, makes them simple and more transparent. You know, everybody sees on Facebook and on these different apps that there are people stopped and fighting, ending up in the streets over people taking the driver's license away and saying, I'm not going to give it back to you. That's all not allowed. You know, those little shots that you're seeing from time to time are genuine and are not allowed. So my advice to everybody is when you're at home, find South Africa can assist you. Even if you're away, go on, join the apps, and you'll be able to see, you know, the alert. It also helps you. There's a lot of scam alerts around. I mean, I know I paid a fine on Find South Africa, and then I was harassed by a crowd down in George and Eisner, who told me that their municipality is separate and I need to pay it separately and I must write to Find South Africa to get my money back. There's no such thing. If the fine comes up on your app and you pay it, you've paid it. Be careful of that. I mean, they scared the daylights out of a client of mine once that he went and paid double and then couldn't find the place he paid it to. It disappeared off the face of the earth. So, you know, if you do get a fine, if you are stopped in a roadblock, don't start giving cash and thinking that a receipt is good enough. You must make sure that you identify the people. Beware of fake traffic fines. It's huge. You know, you find it in roadblocks. You find it all over the show. You have people impersonating traffic officers, police officers, stopping you on the highway, fully dressed. I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world to get a uniform. You know, there are so many stolen ones. You can buy them at the second-hand shops. People don't look to see if it is a proper traffic officer. Don't ask for his identity, which you're fully entitled to do. A traffic officer must furnish you, or a policeman must furnish you with their identity. They cannot hide their identity. They should be wearing it boldly on their outfit. So, you know, traffic fines are no longer easy to ignore. They have this new system. You ride past the truck and it picks up and it stops you. You know, so you get blocked license renewals if you've got outstanding summonses or outstanding fines. So, you know, you need to be careful. They're not going unnoticed anymore. You know, I had somebody the other day said to me, ah, if you're caught in Joburg, don't worry about it. You know, they don't take the time to issue a summons to send to East London.
Yeah.
They just add it onto your driver's license these days. So when you go to, or your car license, shall I say. So when you go to buy your license, you're going to, instead of having a 700 rand license, some people don't even know it. They get a 1200 license fee because they got to pay an extra 500 rand. So, you know, you need to be careful over there. And another thing that people need to be careful with is, and we spoke about this with the new system coming in with the traffic department and fines and all that, is that if you've got vehicles on your name, beware. You could be stopped. You could end up with a huge, you know, fine. And if it's fine out of the, let's say, for example, in Bloemfontein or somewhere and you're from East London, you could be subpoenaed to attend court there. They can give you, issue you with a ticket to appear in court for those fines. So make sure that you check beforehand. You know, you can view all your fines on Fine South Africa. It's a wonderful thing, you know, and it, and it's trusted. So, you know, beware. Look it up, refer a friend. Make sure that if you're traveling from the law enforcement side of things, that everything is covered. It's under the name of Fines, F-I-N-E-S-S-A. It's smart, it's secure, and it's safe. And, you know, you, the nice thing about Fine South Africa as well is that they actually offer you a discount as well. So if you pick it up and the first time you go into it, you can, I mean, I've referred a lot of people to it. I know a lot of people that have got 50% off their fines. You know, people that didn't even know they had fines. There have been companies where the guy doesn't know that the drivers have been caught speeding, the drivers have failed to stop at stop streets, and they've got all those fines there because the driver doesn't tell the boss when he gets a fine. You know, he takes the packet and tears it up and thinks it's going to go
it's
away.
It's going to disappear, so, right.
Not going to disappear. It's there. Law enforcement is there, so be cautious and be careful. I suppose if we talk law enforcement, we also talk about this time of the year where you've got a lot of neighborly arguments, you've got a lot of road rage, you've got a lot of assault cases and the like taking place. So, you know, abide by the law. As I mentioned at the outset, they are human beings like us. They only have a job to do. That is the career the person has taken. It's there for the safety of us as citizens of the country. It's not there for any other reason. It's not for individuals to join forces and be the main mana, as they call it. You know, I did this or I did that. That's not their aim at all. They're out there to see that justice is done. They're out there to keep the peace and make sure everything is good and proper. So, you know, that's law enforcement. It's there for a reason. Respect it. The respect you give it is the respect that you will get back from it.
Yeah.
If you stop, be nice, be kind. As I mentioned, the person is only doing a job, nothing else. So, you know, that's where we are with that. Other tips that we have from the weeks leading up to here where we've spoken, we were talking about your home. If you've gone on holiday, make sure that it is safe. Make sure that you've got security checking it. Make sure that you've got a family friend or a neighbor, you know, looking after the house whilst you're away. One of the main things is don't let your postbox cluster with the weekly Go magazine that's put into the box every week and that type of thing. People pick up
when there's,
you know, people away from home. The unfortunately, the gardeners and the servants and that type of thing talk as well, you know, not intentionally, but they will say, oh, my boss has gone away. He's gone to Cape Town. Work for me, but my boss was good. He paid me. And, you know, some bright spark is listening to that. And when you look again, you hit.
Yeah.
And, you know, once again, from law enforcement, they've warned us there are 7 items in South Africa this holiday, and the thieves are looking. for homes that have that in. You know, burglaries increased by almost 50% at Christmas time and Easter time during the festive season. And the items that have been itemized this year, which are quite interesting, is that they are targeting electronics. In other words, radios, computers, cameras, whatever it may be. Tools have become a big thing. Break into a garage and take tools. I mean, electric drills, sanders, and that type of thing are expensive items. Alcohol, always been. I've always known that thieves break in, take all your alcohol, look for your deep freeze and empty the deep freeze as well. And unfortunately, in so many instances, leave a mess where they can't take everything, so they chuck it out of the deep freeze and leave it on the floor.
Yeah.
You come back 3 weeks later to a stinking deep freeze that's been left open, to a room that's got rotten meat or fish or something like that. Jewelry, that's what they look for, so make sure your jewelry is safe. And then, of course, one of the biggest ones at the moment with homes and businesses is gate motors. You know, they will watch. They will see that you are away. They will snap the lock that you've got on it one day. They'll come back the next day and then remove the whole motor, remove the battery. So gate motors are big. And then, of course, a trade that's picked up are these security beams. There's a lot of money in them. You know, you just hook them off the wall. They're simple to take off the wall and reconnect and sell. So security beams have been identified by the South African Police Services. Sure. And, of course, another thing that's picked up now is valuable artwork. People are aware of homes that have expensive, valuable artworks, and they gun at that.
Yeah.
So, you know, insurance experts and that are telling you, beware, make sure those particular items are put away, are not to be found, available. Make sure that, you know, if you do have a hi-fi or wi-fi or a computer and a whole setup with a desk at home, and a lot of people work from home, they've got printers, they've got recorders, they've got all sorts of things. You know, make sure that the home is well looked after. As somebody said to me, you know, make sure that your burglar bars are in place, that your alarm company is available, that your alarm fences is working. I know that it's a brand, but Trellidor claim you cannot get in. Make sure that you are bulletproof. Make sure that there's something, if not a Trellidor, something same and similar that thieves cannot get through in your home. Make sure it's behind bars, properly looked after. But of course, the main thing is, like I've always said every year on these chats, and we've been saying that, you're going back, I think I've been with you since 2010 when you opened.
Yeah.
And I think that every year we've done the same one, and we've said, make sure that your home is safe and secure. Make sure that you have a neighbor or a family member or a friend that can go past the house every day, every second day, to check and make sure things are good. Make sure that there's movement there, that the post is moved from the post box. Not that there's much posting these days, but you get a lot of packages in the forms of pamphlets and things like that, junk mail to the boxes. Yeah, junk mail. You get so much junk mail. You know, the postman might not be coming. Another thing that we used to say in the old days, but I don't think it even happens anymore, is that newspapers, you know, if you had a newspaper, make sure that you stocked it for the period that you were away.
I'm not sure
that there is delivery. I think the Daily Dispatch doesn't deliver anymore, if I'm not mistaken. You're forced to go to a shop, or you're forced online these days, which is half the price and much easier. So, you know, be careful with it. Make sure that your medical aid is up to date as well. It's another aspect that we need to make sure that is up to date when you go away on holiday. I've had two people here in the area where we are that fell on the rocks down here, went to hospital and said, no, you've got a Joburg discovery.
Oh,
you don't have a coastal discovery.
You can't go to this hospital.
You've got to be careful. Make sure that your medical aid allows for it. I mean, the person was like finished to say to me, can you believe I was refused? I pay a fortune for a medical aid and they tell me that it's area bound. You know, so you've got to watch for that. Make sure, you know, we're going through the things that we've already discussed, but these are important. These are the realities that are happening at the moment.
Mm.
And of course, another thing that I've had one or two people that have come here that have bought property, excited, and then realized, oops, I've made a mistake.
This is the big one.
So this is a big one. You've got to be cautious here. You know, the consideration at the time is don't rush into a buy.
Mm.
It's all very well to come from Johannesburg to East London. You've got the sea, you've got the beaches, you've got restaurants, you've got markets all over the show. You've got a lovely evening that you can sit in the sand at the beach and, you know, have a few drinks and that type of thing. And you think, this is heaven. You know, why? What are we doing in Johannesburg? Let's buy this home.
Let's move here. This is the lifestyle.
This is the lifestyle. But when you get back, you know, that was the last holiday with our kids. They've now matriculated. They're going to varsity. It's only mom and dad in the home. Wonder if they're going to come next year or if they're going to go away with their friends, you know. All of that needs to be considered. So, you know, understand what you're in for when you buy as well. I mean, the one person that was brought to me last week came along and said, you know, I bought for it was approximately $2 million, but they didn't tell me that there's like another $500,000-$600,000
in costs and
you know, rates that are going to be paid 3 months in advance. We don't do that in Joburg, they said to me. You know, the different certificates and that, you know, down here, it was excluded of wood borer because it's not a definite one anymore. You don't have to. It's not compulsory. Let me put it to you that way. So you need to make sure what you've got, you know. As I say, if you're going to buy, make sure that you contact your attorney. They can find us on your platform and they can find us on Adams and they can phone us and we'll certainly help. Yes, we might be closed, but we're happy to help with anything like that to make sure that you're doing the right thing, that you have sufficient money for the transfer duty, for the rates clearance, for the compliance certificates. You know, I suppose you can say not only the compliance certificates because they are sorted, you know, but it needs to be the entire process. It doesn't happen overnight as well. You can't buy today and it's registered. It's only going to be registered towards the end of January, mid-February, once everything is done and cleared and that type of thing. So, you know, you need to gather the information. You need to make sure that you're satisfied. Don't buy the first time you go and look as well. The one person said, oh, the agent told me that there's four of us and I got in first, you know. What do I do? What do I say now? But, you know, I don't really need that home. You know, I can't afford the home. Another one said, oh, I forgot to put in there that I need to get a bond. I don't have $2 million cash to pay for it, you know. You've now committed yourself. There's a possible damages claim if you can't get out of it. So, you know, property ownership and appointments of the people to look after you in the area because you're not from here are all necessary. So, you know, what I'm saying is be cautious, be careful, don't rush in. Yeah.
And
that's more or less a little bit more advice on the topic that we bring up every year, unless you've got some questions.
Well, I think just a quick statement in that, you know, and one that we reiterate because it does happen, is, you know, you come down and you think, wow, this is the lifestyle. But just, you know, maybe come back during the year once or twice and analyze your costs, the costs involved in traveling to your new holiday house hypothetically, and see if it's really something that you want, or you just want to have it as, you know, somewhere you can book in once a year and just enjoy the holiday down here instead of having all the hassle of owning a property. So it's definitely good advice, and as you say, also keep things safe. You know, on the roads, drinking and driving, a big one, don't. And from there, we just need to have ourselves a very Merry Christmas.
That's it. You know, that's exactly what you said about drinking and driving. Let's think about the safety of all of us, including yourself. If you're going to drink and drive, you're causing problems for the public out there.
Yeah.
You know, you might think that you're okay. So many people think that they're capable of driving once they've had alcohol in them. It's been tried and tested. It's there for a reason. It's not a game that's played. It's very necessary. Speed kills. Cell phones kill. you know, all that type of thing. Take your eye off the road for a split second and you're in a head-on collision. How many of those haven't we seen in the papers already?
Yes, it's
leading up to Christmas.
Very, very scary.
Very sad situation, yeah.
And Peter, one last question. If anybody does want to get hold of Alam's attorneys, if they do need some advice, how do they get in touch at this festive season?
Okay. They'll always see our cell numbers on there. Mine in particular is 083-282-1230. I repeat, 083-282-1230. Our offices are closed, but I'm there, available for anybody. Nothing is too big, nothing is too small. If you need some advice, give me a call and I'll help. And of course, you know, they can always send a mail to us and we'll answer them as well.
Great.
Close until the 5th of January. I think that's the Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish everybody a very happy Christmas later in the week. May it bring you all the joy that you are expecting. And yes, we'll chat again.
Great.
I'm happy next week to chat again. No reason why not.
Thanks, Peter. We'll definitely do that, and that'll be after Christmas. But to you, yours, and everybody at Alam's, do have a great Christmas as well.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thanks, Peter. Cheerio then. Have a great one. Till the next time. Ciao, ciao. That's Peter Alam with today's Legal Eagle Chat. And the chat will be on our website today, a little bit later on today. And you can get hold of Alam's on their Facebook page as well.